safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, 100, spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, sorry for the little bit of a delay, though. But once again, I'm reloaded! Welcome, everybody, to the show. Yep. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. I'm your host, Blizzard Man. What up, though? All right. So basically, we're going to be talking about something that kind of sort of pertains to my field, the industry, the music industry. Of course, you know, we talk about a whole bunch of different things. You know what I'm saying? For episode 276 tonight, signed to an artist, failure or the future. And what I'm going to be talking about is the number of, the number of people who are in the music industry right now, who, good or bad, they're signed to record labels that are basically ran by other artists. You know what I'm saying? They're ran by other artists and, you know, it didn't used to be that way. Like, you know, back in the day, you know, people who had record deals and who were signed to record labels, their boss usually wasn't an artist. If they was an artist, they might have been an artist, you know, back in the day or something. You know what I mean? Maybe they might have been an artist back in the day or something, but, you know, a retired artist or artist who used to, you know, someone who used to be, you know, in the music industry as an artist or a producer or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? But now they're not. You feel me? Now, you know, they just don't want to do it anymore. They don't have any passion or whatever. But nowadays in the music industry, you have a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of artists, right, who got success, gained success, right? Started their own, you know, label and went out and signed other artists. And sometimes it works, you know, some people get it right. And some of our favorite artists, well, I don't want to say our favorite artists. Let me stop short of saying, I won't say that. I don't want to say our favorite artists because everybody doesn't like the same artist the same way, you know? So I won't say that, but we've had very successful artists in the music industry that have come from labels that were started and that are backed and ran by artists. You know, you can go on and on and name a few, but like G-Unit, you know, people who like G-Unit, well, G-Unit is owned and ran by an artist, 50 Cent. Well, if you like 50 Cent and you like his music and you seen him explode onto the scene, well, he was signed to Shady Records, which was Eminem. Excuse me. Well, if you like Eminem, which is millions and millions and millions of people, just like me, like 50, well, Dr. Dre, he was a producer and an artist himself. And Eminem was brought to light through Aftermath, which is Dr. Dre's label. And that's just one example. You know, if you like some of the Dipset people, you know, Dipset was started as a label with Cameron and all them guys, and the guys were artists first. You know what I mean? You got a lot of examples of it, you know, all over, man, where artists started the label. You know, now the most recent example of it really working, because I named you some examples, but the most recent example of it really, really working, you gotta say is Young Money. You know, Young Money, Cash Money. You know what I'm saying? Which is basically, supposedly, of course, you know, there are other people behind the scenes, but at the forefront of it is Lil Wayne, and you can say Birdman too, right? Well, indeed, both of these guys were artists. Both of these guys were artists, you know, that started labels, that signed other artists, and now the artist is eating, and the artists are successful. Of course, the known artist, and this is, all right, let me just make one point. See, the thing about it is, Young Money has two successful artists that you can really say that's just blowing up right now, right? That's not blowing, but have blown up and became, you know, famous. Drake and Nicki Minaj, of course, you know who these people are if you're listening to this show. Good chance you do. But you don't understand they have a whole other roster of other people who, you know, haven't panned out. I think this new, what is it? Is this other guy Young Money too? Rax. Rack City Bitch. Ain't he Young Money? I think that guy's Rack City Bitch. Is he Young Money? That's Young Money, I think. I don't know. I'm just, you know. But I think he's Young Money, too. So anyway, they've got artists. This is an example of artists who started in the late, who came out, got into the game as artists. If you want to argue the fact that Birdman, you can't argue the fact because Birdman has albums out that sold. You know what I mean? So no matter what you think of his skills as a rapper, you know what I'm saying? But he's an artist. He want to call it a game spitter. He's a rapper. He's rapping. I don't know what you want to tell you. He's rapping. So now, that's one example of it working. But they got all these other artists on the roster who are getting the backseat, the back burner. Now, in all fairness to anyone, every other label has people that they put on the back burner. No label. Every labels have tax write off artists where they just sign these guys at the end of the damn year. You know what I'm saying? Just so they can write that off as an expense, so they don't have to pay it back in taxes. And you just never know. Maybe it might actually work and blow up. And you know, it's not that they had a tremendous amount of confidence in you. They just signed your ass just to write you off as a taxes, and then they gonna shelve your ass for a year. Every label has done that. Not even the ones that are just ran by artists, you know what I'm saying? So I mean, it's not like if that is going on at YMCMB, it wouldn't. You can't say, well, that's the type of shit that happens when you sign to artists. Fucking can't say that. Universal and every other, you know, Warner Brothers or whoever, fucking just name any one of those motherfuckers that's dead or alive. Atlantic Jive, even if they're here or not, they've all done that. So whether or not you sign into a label that's owned by artists or not, it's still a good chance that you can get shelved and your project never see the light of day and come off the shelves, you know, and never even get promoted. That happens at big labels and small labels. Now, the question of the show, of course, today is, you know, whether or not that it's a good idea to sign to someone, you know what I'm saying, that's an artist and that's an active artist. You got people who were artists at one point and then they stopped being artists to become quote-unquote executives. That's not really the same thing. I'm talking about when they're still going on tour, when they're still promoting albums that they got. You know, they still got videos coming out next week. You know what I'm saying? That kind of situation. So that's what we're going to be talking about today right here on K100 Internet Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and jump into the synopsis. 347-934-0966. We've got people on the phone lines that kind of want to talk already. You know, this is a music industry gear show, so basically, probably most of the people who even want to call and listen to or talk to this particular episode are going to be my music industry buddies, you know what I'm saying, friends. We got a couple of artist interviews that we got to do today also, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to go ahead and read the synopsis, and I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. All right, episode 276. All right. Signed to an artist. Failure or the future. Basically, I'm asking you, is this a bad idea, or is at some point is this going to be just the way it is? Because it seems like the only people who are actually signing people right now are other artists. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It really seems like the only people that are actually giving artists deals right now, real record deals, and don't want to stiff them for 360 deals or whatnot or what have you, it seems to be the artist. You know, they're trying to, they're getting their weight up. They're looking at the game like, shit, I got pimped by a label, or I didn't, I did or I didn't, no matter, whatever. But they see that the money is on the money comes on the back end, you know. And so once they get enough money to run and operate their label, you know, and enough know-how and enough connections, they start their own and start signing artists themselves and become the label, the boss. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it causes a problem, sometimes it doesn't. But I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis. And if you're on the phone lines, make sure you press the number 1 to let me know what you want to talk, all right? So here we go. So in the music industry, there used to be a time when everyone's job was just their job. And I'm reading the blog entry now. Labels were labels, all right? Artists were artists. Managers, promoters, producers, everyone had their lane. No one really liked to go outside of their lane. All right? Then came the digital age, right? The digital age came and shit changed rapidly. Now everyone feels as though they can do everyone else's job because it's not as hard to do. I am definitely a culprit of this because there are a lot of things that I feel like, you know, I do as an artist myself and as an independent artist and actually the owner of my own indie label and actually fit into this category, but not really. I do it myself because, you know, back in the day, you just, you know, you didn't have the internet and all these other ways that you can do things on your own. So it kind of changed the game. That's why I brought the digital age up into the conversation, because that really did make a difference when it comes down to this subject. All right. So everyone feels as though they can do everyone else's job, you know, because it's not as hard to do, or so it seems. One of the things that the digital age, you know, brought about was empowering the independent artists and also the mentality that artists don't need labels as much. You feel me? Once it became easy for people to record, once it became easy for people to market online, once it became easy for people to work Photoshop, you didn't need, you know, you feel me, you know, digital cameras came out, you can get one of those for the cheap, you didn't need a top-notch photographer because you can Photoshop it. All these things made it brought in a mentality to, from the artist standpoint, of you don't need the labels, you can do it on your own. That's the mentality that really crept in as a result of the digital age. The digital age has a lot to do with the show. The onset of the digital age, this is when everything started changing in the industry. You don't need labels to produce CDs. Now you can go buy mass producing equipment yourself. CD burners, towers, CDs for the low from the store, and market yourself or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it brought on a mentality that artists don't need the labels as much, right? So with the spawn of such a mentality, now you see more and more artists who are the head of their own labels. Now it seems, especially in rap music, that if you want to get out and get on your own, you know, that if you want to get on, you don't go looking for the top label owned by some guy with a music degree. You know what I'm saying? That's not who you're looking for. Actually, now people are going out looking for the dude with the biggest chain and the biggest entourage. Good or bad, you know what I'm saying? All right? That's what they want to get on with. That's what they want to sign to. This is what we're seeing now. Rappers signing to other rappers. To deals, you know, more and more now, you know, more and more, sometimes with great results. No, like I said, you can reference some of the things that Maybach Music is doing, you know, even Young Money. And sometimes it's disastrous. It really goes bad, and then cats end up wanting to kill each other, and they're airing each other out on World Star. So the questions to be posed are simple, you know, but then again, it's not so simple. But, you know, what we do know is you're seeing more artists / CEOs in this field than any other field. Is this good for business or not? Who knows? But the trend is not going away, all right? As someone who has dedicated a better part of my life creating music on my own and branding my own indie label, I'm kind of sort of that guy. So the artists that are on Chainless Entertainment, those are like my partner them. They're not signed to a contract or anything. They just rolling with Chainless. I don't have anybody signed on a contract. You know, you can't go work with anybody for 2 years and blah, blah, blah. And frankly, to be honest with you, as an independent label, I don't feel like, let me say this shit loud and clear as fuck. Let me stop the motherfucking music real quick. Real quick. Shouts out to everybody on the phone line, but I'm going to say some of the trillest shit ever. Let me say this shit loud and clear for you motherfuckers, all right? No one on Chainless Entertainment is actually signed to a contract. And it's real simple why, even though I got people who ride with Chainless, I got people who got Chainless tattooed on their arm, on their body. That shit don't come off. They ride with me. They rolling with me. That's my crew. You feel me? But the reason why I haven't signed any legally binding contracts with any of the artists on my roster is very, very, very simple why I haven't signed any of my artists. And I know who's with Chainless. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows who's really with Chainless. You know what I mean? I don't need a record contract to say that. But the reason why, as an independent artist and owner of a label, that I have not signed them is because, and this is the problem I have with a whole bunch of motherfucking niggas claiming they motherfucking CEOs and they head of the labels and they got their own labels and shit. All right? Pay attention, class. Real. Pay the fuck attention to what I'm finna say. You, your partner, your homeboy, I don't give a fuck who y'all are. I don't give a fuck where y'all from. I don't give a fuck what y'all affiliations is. You don't need to be going out, quote unquote, signing niggas to contracts if you cannot, and I repeat, cannot afford to really, really market and promote that artist on your label and their product when it's done. All right? First of all, and this is where me and a lot of motherfuckers say, shit, motherfucker ain't gonna sign no motherfucking paperwork with me, man. They ain't really riding me. Look, homeboy, riding with you and being down with you or whatever, and then signing to your motherfucking ass to the point where I can't go out and do any other work in the industry for 2 or 3 years, signing a real contract. At this point, you're supposed to be feeding them. If someone forks over their career to your label, you need to be able to feed them. You need to be able to make sure that they can get all their music done. If you got artists signed to you and you still don't even know how you're going to press up 1,000 CDs for them motherfuckers to throw off, if you don't even know how you finna get their graphics done, if you ain't got that money, you sign the motherfuckers to a contract, but you ain't got no in-house producers or your own studio or enough money to go book studio time to make sure they get the top-notch recording of their product, anything, you fugazi as fuck, nigga, okay? Period, point blank. You're not even a real label. You have no motherfucking business at whatsoever signing motherfuckers. Nigga, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck how many bitches you know. I don't give a fuck how many YouTube hits you got. I don't give a fuck. If you cannot sign a motherfucker when they sign on the motherfucking dotted line, A, advance some money and make sure that their bills are able to be paid, all right, that they actually focus on being a fucking artist, and that you can actually promote, first of all, get the product done, that you can actually quarterback the product, that you got producers, studio time, everything in place to get done, all right, then market and promote the motherfucking product, all right? Whatever you would, and that entails everything from getting their photo shoots done to getting their awards, all that. If you ain't got that kind of motherfucking money, then everybody that's rolling with you need to just be rolling with you, nigga. Who the fuck signs that contract? Who signs to a motherfucking another artist and that motherfucking artist ain't got a real live budget? I'm Chainless Entertainment. That's my label, right? You feel me? I got people who ride and die with Chainless, but none of my niggas that you see rolling with me, and I got no problem saying this on a contract. You know why? Because I can't feed them like that right now. I ain't got enough money to promote their product, this product. I ain't got enough money to do that right now. Straight up, I don't. But they rolling with me because they rolling with me. And whatever I can do for them, whatever I do it for them. We blood in, blood out. We Chainless. We family. Like I said, some of them got Chainless tattooed on their body scar. That shit is ink. You can tear a contract up and that burn that bitch. It expires, but tattoos ain't coming off. You feel me? And so they rolling with me like that. But are they signed to Chainless? No, I'm not giving you a legal document to lock in your career as a motherfucking artist if I can't even motherfucking afford to produce and fucking promote your motherfucking product, right? Who the fuck I think I am? As a matter of fact, who the fuck all y'all motherfucking niggas out here claiming y'all motherfucking trying to sign niggas to motherfucking contracts think y'all is? Y'all are the niggas I'm really going to murk tonight. Y'all niggas are in my scopes. I guarantee you, some of you niggas might not like me. Because I'm going to be talking about shit. I'm going to be talking about you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because you fucking crazy as hell. Ain't no motherfucking way as hell. I'm finna sign to another. First of all, I'm not even finna sign to another label. Fuck it. Before I even say signing to another. I'm not signing to another label who ain't even a label that's not even ran by an artist, right? I'm not even signing to that label if they can't do what I just said. So I definitely wouldn't, and I highly suggest you don't sign to a label that's being ran by another artist who ain't gonna do that. You feel what I'm saying? Who ain't got that in play? You shouldn't be signing to anybody who can't do that for you. And just because they're popping bottles in the motherfucking club don't necessarily mean they're going to be able to do that for you. Just because they can give you a motherfucking chain don't mean they can do that for you. Once again, we have a lot of motherfucking glorified cliques riding around this motherfucking masquerading as record labels. Chainless Entertainment is an indie record label. Yeah, you feel me? But when they ask me what's the roster, the signed roster is Blizzom. My other artists are not signed. They rolling with me. Now, if motherfuckers want to invest in Chainless, right, and say they want to back the label, we get a label deal. At that point, everybody in my network, I'm breaking out paperwork with everybody because now I got the money to do what I need to do. I got the money to do right by y'all as artists. I got the money to promote and market your product. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Then I'll ask y'all for contracts. Then I'll expand, and it shouldn't be no problems because you already been rolling with me anyway. But some of these motherfucking niggas got this shit all fucked up and actually got artists out here signing contracts to niggas who ain't even got a budget. If you rolling with that nigga, you rolling with him. Y'all just motherfucking click at this motherfucking point and them just your niggas. And y'all a group and y'all can say, y'all can represent the label and everything. But when it comes down to the business, if the right motherfucker stepped to y'all right now and nobody's under contract, you feel me? Then those are the facts. You know, your roster is just that one hot nigga that everybody knows and y'all the rest are the crew. You feel me? Because unless you actually, when you say that's my artist, that means you got that artist signed to a deal. You got that artist signed to a deal? Well, where's their product? Where's their budget? Oh, that's your artist? That's your artist. That's your artist. And you don't even know how to, you ain't got enough money to get this nigga t-shirts. I don't know what the fuck niggas is doing. But I'm not saying that all labels that are ran by artists are bad. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that we need to A, be very clear about when we are as artists out here trying to sign other artists. When should we make that kind of power play? You feel me? And what exactly should be our role once we do make that power play? Some artists. I'm getting finicky to the phone lines right now. You have to understand. Even if I was an artist, right? If I was an artist, and let's say I won the lottery or some shit. Let's just give you a crazy scenario. But let's just say I had the money to be to take Chainless over to the next level. First of all, I'm still an active artist, right? So if that happened tomorrow, I still love the rap. I still like making music. And so the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to get a motherfucker who don't want to rap at all. And I'm going to find a president of Chainless Entertainment. You feel me? The president of Chainless Entertainment is not going to be in the studio writing. He's going to be really running the show. I'll still be, you know, CEO or whatever, but I'm going to be the face piece and whatever. But at the end of the day, I'm going to have somebody who's really focused on the business of the label running the show, and they don't rap, they don't want to go on tour, they don't want to do none of that shit. You know what I mean? They call me when certain checks that's even big enough need to be wrote. For the most part, they're going to have power to write certain amounts of checks without even having to check with me because it's the label. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I would do right now until I felt like I don't want to rap no more. And that's why a lot of people felt like Jay-Z being over Def Jam was a problem. That's why a lot of those other artists on the roster was like, hold on. I didn't sign to Def Jam to be signed to a nigga who out here on tour and shit and got singles dropping next week that I got to compete with. What the fuck? That's why I was mutiny over there when he got signed. I mean, when he became the head of Def Jam. You know what I'm saying? It was mutiny over there. They was like, hold on, fuck up. Because niggas know the difference between being signed to a motherfucker whose daily job is to make your career pop and a motherfucker over here who's daily grinding and they're worried about still making their careers pop first. It's a big motherfucking difference. You got to understand the difference. All right? And when you're making these... here again. If that artist is really the person who's running the label, if you sign into an artist and that artist is an active artist and they're also the person who's running the label, not just the face piece and the money man who forking the money behind it, but they running the label. They making sure your shit is getting here and there. Oh, hell no. Nah. That right there, that scenario, no. But oftentimes you don't see it go like that because, frankly, it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? Like Lil Wayne, he represents Young Money, Cash Money, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, I guarantee you this nigga ain't in charge of, you know, a whole bunch of shit you think he in charge of, especially like the daily operations, budgeting and all. Them niggas ain't doing that. There's no physical way possible. There is no physical way possible Lil Wayne is doing that work, that part of the work. The president of the company, whoever them people are that he's hired to do that, he's just the guy who had a whole bunch of money, and all it really takes is organization and money to run a label and common sense. Organization, money, and common motherfucking sense, and you can make a motherfucking record label work. Shit ain't, nigga, we ain't building nuclear bombs over this motherfucker. You know what I mean? We ain't trying to put a motherfucking monkey on a man on the moon. It's not what we're doing. So all you need is money, organization, and common motherfucking sense. Okay? You know what I'm saying? So it's not hard. You know what I'm saying? And connections, my bad. I want to make sure I don't leave that one out. And of course, at that point, Wayne has all the connections he needs. Okay, so that's, but he's not, what's the one guy, I forgot his name, but the one guy's already in the interviews, not Birdman, the other guy who's really sitting around making the phone calls daily for fucking Young Money. That dude, I've seen him in a couple of different interviews. I forgot his name because, I mean, I'm not on Young Money, so what the point? I know that they're not doing the day-to-day operations. They have a president of the company, you know what I'm saying, who's doing all that shit. And their face card just boosted up a little bit. So it seems like they signing a little Wayne. They signing to his brand. They're signing to the brand of Lil Wayne. You know what I mean? But Lil Wayne is not running Cash Money. I just want to make sure that everybody understands the difference. You know what I'm saying? Because the problem is some people don't. And then they end up signing to an artist who's literally out here promoting and marketing themselves all the time. And they're trying to run the label. That is a recipe for disaster. That's the recipe for disaster that I'm talking about right there. All right, so let's get it, man. Let's go to the phone line. 347-934-0966. That's the number dialing to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. All right. First up, we got 678. Then we got 337 on the line. First up, 678-526. What's popping? Who's this?
It's Glenwood Lalo, man. What's happening with you?
What up, homie? Shout out to Glenwood Lalo, man. He had a real successful mixtape release party.
Uh-huh.
I see your ass went on Chain Gang Time today. Your ass slept in, nigga. He always wakes me up at 9 a.m. with some questions and shit on Chain Gang. Slept the afternoon today on your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, man. Went in last night, man. Yeah, I appreciate everybody who came out too, man. Y'all showed real love last night, man. We did it real big, man. Chance and Fame, Big Bully, them. You know what I mean? This shit. Hey, man. DJ E Nice, though. What's happening?
Yep. What up, though? He did his thing last night, too, man. You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Thing last night, too. Let's go ahead and get to the point. All right, so episode 276. All right, the name of the show is Signed to an Artist, Failure or the Future. All right, first question I got for you is, do you think it's wise for artists to sign the labels owned and ran by other artists? That's the main question. What do you think about that?
Only if they got the money. But at the same time, they got the money, man, they ain't going to be running the whole system anyway.
I mean, but sometimes, and that's the thing that people have to understand. If they got enough money, sometimes, you know, you've seen it where, like, they don't necessarily run the whole thing, but they still the last, they still are the person who has an end-all, say-all in the decision-making process about a lot. And that's where it starts to really just start to fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
That's the position of a boss, you know what I mean? Like, if you go in these corporate buildings downtown, the boss, you don't ever see the boss. The boss is in his office. Everybody else running around like a chicken with the head cut off. You know what I'm saying? The boss is in the office. You know, he's just signing paper, taking phone calls. You know what I mean? So
right.
You got to understand that concept. You know, you got to have a machine. It's like driving a car. You know, the car needs pieces to run.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You need all these different pieces. If one piece missing, that motherfucker gonna break down on you. You know?
Right.
So you just the driver though. You the boss. You just telling them where to go. So that's what people need to look at it. Those who trying to be CEOs and artists, you gotta have a team, man. You know, at the end of the day, man.
Right. So some people would say, well, you signed into, you know what I'm saying, like if you was assigned to somewhere like Cash Money or something like that, there's no way he could pull it up because he's the money man, but is he really the boss? Because he's out here, you see him more than anybody else. He out here in everybody's video featuring, and you know, how can he be running Young Money? That's what I'm saying. Like people say, Young Money is the brand, but the label is not really being ran by Lil Wayne.
No, ain't no question. I mean, like I said, he got his team.
Right.
And he's still the boss though. So he
right.
got spare time. So that's
right.
why he can run out there and shoot videos and go everywhere else, and because he the boss. You know what I'm saying? All he got to do is make a phone call, make sure everything's straight, because he got a team doing all this stuff.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. do you think that labels, this is a real important question. This is the one that might make people feel not really some type of way, but it really be true. Does a label that's owned by an artist seem less professional to you? Like when you be out here and the head of your label, you know what I'm saying, he's out here with you at the club popping bottles, fucking with hoes. You know what I'm saying? This nigga, you know what I mean? He's all in your video with you. Does it seem like, you know, does it really feel like you're on a record label or just you part of a gang, a clique of niggas? Like, to me, a lot of times, just personally, and this is me personally, I know people might disagree, but when I look at that, I sit back and I say, you know what? I'd like to have one day Chainless Entertainment. I'd like to just not be the, not be seen at all at some point. You feel me? And really sit back and retire. You know what I'm saying? And right now, if I was somebody gave me $100 million or whatever, I might actually just really make a whole separate. Somebody else has to run Chainless. I can't be the, because I'm still out here doing shit. You feel what I'm saying? I'm out here in the clubs. I'm out here doing a bunch of shit. And I probably ain't finna stop no time soon. So the person who really runs Chainless, you know, it really won't be Blizzom. For real. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do that. That's when I'm going to fuck up the label. I'm going to fuck the label up being that same guy that's out here. So I'm going to entrust someone else with that responsibility, a person who's knowledgeable about the game. And I'm going to pay them a salary. Just like CEOs of anybody else. Of Warner Brothers, CEO of fucking Universal, they get paid big six figure salaries and to make them. And I'm gonna kind of sort of be an artist on the roster.
That's another thing that people got to understand when you're trying to be a CEO, you know,
right.
period of any company. You got to pay them people and you got to file them taxes at the end of the year too, showing that you paid them people. You know
right.
what I mean? So you got to run it like a business.
Right. So do you think that? So when you see, do you think they seem less professional? Do you think when you see rappers out here and you say like Maybach Music or Young Money, do you feel do you view them like you view Universal?
No.
That's my problem. That's my point right there.
I don't know who the head of Universal is. Never seen him.
That's my point.
I might get a whiff of his name, and that shit might change every 2 years. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
No, Universal Cash Money, that's two different goddamn things.
That's the point. Now you're to my real meat and potatoes point about why I'm doing this show. You feel what I'm saying? Because I feel that with hip hop, and really this is probably maybe with R&B a little bit too, but definitely with hip hop's CEOs. And you know, and I call myself one too. You know what I'm saying? People don't take our music as serious a lot of times because of that. Because they see that the boss of our company is out here, like, you know, you don't see George Steinbrenner out there running laps when he was alive or what. You know what I'm saying? It's like if it was, they wouldn't take the Yankees. And he wouldn't be as feared, and they wouldn't take him as serious. To me, when we're doing this, when we're signing the other artists and the artists are still out there like that right there, it's just like, you know, is that really professional? You know what I mean? You got to really think about that shit when you got to really think about that, man. That's why I be trying to tell cats, like, you know, like I said, a lot of times, you got to understand the difference between a record label, an indie label, or a glorified clique.
Right.
Going around saying they a motherfucking label. When really, nigga, just because all y'all got the same t-shirt on don't make y'all a label. No one has a tax ID. No one. You know, I mean, it's just so. That's what I'm saying. Especially, and it's trickling down.
Yeah. You can't just make up some shit and just say, yeah, we a label. No, it don't go like that, bro.
Right. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
That's a game. That's what that is.
Right. Yeah. So, in your opinion, right now, I'm talking about present day, 2012, from what you've seen, does it seem like artist-owned labels are more or less successful than labels ran by non-artists? That's a tricky question when you think about it.
Yeah, you think about it because I'm one of them.
Right.
I'm CEO of my own label, and I'm the first artist on the label. But I do have other artists, but like you said before, ain't none of them signed to me. I ain't got that check up like that where they want to sign, too. I'm like, nah, bro, just chill, man. Let me get this check up real quick. Then you know when I'm in a position to do that. You know,
right.
So, yeah, it is a tricky question, but from what I see out here, it's a lot of, they wasting their time for real, from what I see. But at the same time, it's still a few that might get on, slip through the cracks, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So they might work a little harder than the next man or whatever, but for the majority of them, yeah, they wasting their time. They just, I done seen a lot of dudes at a couple of showcases around the way that's been doing showcases for two, three years.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're doing it that long, I mean, you ain't doing something right because you're supposed to move on to the next level, you know what I mean? It don't take that long to get on.
Right.
But you're a CEO of this company.
Right.
You know what I mean? So some people just, they ain't following through with the things they do for some reason.
Right. So if you're an artist, would you sign to right now, would you sign to another artist? And I go to the next call.
It depends. Now, what you mean by artist? Is he an established
artist? Would you sign to Maybach
artist?
Music? Would you sign to Maybach Music?
Would I sign to Maybach Music?
Yeah, that's Rick Ross. When you sign to Maybach, as good as those as that camp's doing right now, and I really like to use him. This is my when I'm talking about it. I really would like to use him more so than Young Money, because really, Young Money is really just a subsidiary of Cash Money, and Cash Money already been out forever and a day, and then they already had that. The cash infusion and just the money alone that they've been dealing with ever since the Hot Boys and all the other shit, it's not really a good example to really use for what I'm talking about. Excuse me, on the show today. But Maybach Music, will you sign to Maybach Music right now?
Okay, now there's a lot of stipulations there. It's a lot of we got to come to an understanding of a lot of things. I'll sign to anybody who got some money and that knows
really?
How to actually. Who actually know how to push my product and
uh-huh.
know where to, who has experience?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I sign to anybody who got some money but has my vision and I have to have some type of agreement where I know that all the attention I need is going to be put forth into my project. You know
uh-huh.
what I'm saying? Now, if we got all that understanding and of course the numbers is right, then I sign to them. Because I'm going to be doing most of the work my damn self anyway.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be out there grinding. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make it happen as long as I got these things in order in our agreement. Yeah. I signed if he got the money and he got the experience, yeah.
He can have the money and experience, but this is something that I've seen happening to another artist. They've got the money. The artist has the money. The artist has the experience, right?
Mm.
They out here, they done did tours or whatever. But the artist signs the deal. And they're signed, but the artist, the quote unquote CEO artist, all the money for the budget, that the label, because like with Maybach Music, he's got like a deal for Maybach Music, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to give him, Def Jam, whoever, however he got that big money or whatever. They say he's totally independent, but I don't know. The whole situation with Maybach, I don't know if he's 100% independent or is he getting distributed up under anyone else. I don't know. I have to look into it. But the thing about it is this. I've seen it where a CEO artist had a budget, like, a bigger label like Def Jam gave this artist, $3 million deal for this label, right? And within that budget, he's supposed to promote the artist on his roster. But the artist was hot and the artist was doing all kinds of, they were taking money. They wasn't really promoting the artist that they signed on their roster. Every time it was time for an artist project to come up, well, the artist did drop a project, and it didn't get promoted at all. It didn't get promoted at all, so it flopped.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the big name artist, all his shit got promoted the right way. He's already a star, and so everything when it came time for his project to drop, his name is every motherfucking where. But the artist on his label didn't get the same treatment, so their projects flopped. You know, you have to promote in order for it to get to a certain degree. So they didn't do the numbers that they were expected to, but then again, they also was not promoted. And who fought was that? You know what I'm saying?
Promotion is your number one key to success.
Right.
Without promotion, ain't nobody gonna hear your shit.
Right.
Ain't nobody gonna see your face. Ain't nobody gonna come out to your show. You gotta have the promotion, period. You know,
right.
With any project.
I don't know, man. Like you said you would sign them. You would sign them back. You would sign them, anybody who has money and you know how, but that doesn't.
Well, now get it straight. Now, if they got the money,
uh-huh.
they got the experience,
uh-huh.
and the numbers is right, and the paperwork is right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I ain't going to just go have one meeting with them and just sign a paper. No,
uh-huh.
I'm going to take this paper back. You know what I'm saying? Have me and my people look at it. You know, go through it, comb through it. You know, if something ain't right, we're going to go back and forth in negotiations, and if it work out, then you know I'll sign. But
exactly.
I ain't just finna just up and sign. Nah.
Well, you wouldn't do anything. Which one would you rather sign with? An artist label or a label that's not ran by an artist? Which one? And I go to the next.
I would rather sign with a label that's not ran by artists. A professional, a fully established real label distributor.
You said the right word. You said the word that you really felt, and that's what I'm talking about with the shit right now. You said professional. Because you view that one as more professional because it's not owned by an artist. So that's what you said what you really meant. You didn't have to check. You said what you meant. You said I want to sign to the more professional one. So instantaneously in your mind, without even never going to visit Maybach's headquarters, talk to their roster, the people, never, without even having to go there, you're just going to sit back and you're going to say, I'd rather deal with another kind of label because it's more professional. It just automatically seems more professional because you don't know about Maybach. The only reason is because Rick Ross started it, and he's a rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Professional. It's just you, and that's the thing I'm trying to get everybody to see when it comes down to signing an artist. You just aren't taken as seriously.
Right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
You're not with anybody. You're just not looked at as the same way as somebody who signed to, you know, a big, you know what I'm saying, another kind of label. That's not
right.
I don't know why. I don't know why. They can have the same resources, the same budget, the same avenues, everything, and they're still not going to be taken as serious or looked at, viewed at the same way. And I don't. And why?
And some of these artists sign people to their label, you know, to cuff the competition. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he nice. He might be a little bit better than me. Let me sign him and cuff him. You know what I'm saying? So he won't be trying to steal my shine out here. You got people that's doing that though.
See, just the even notion that you can even say that, suggest it, and people think that way, and it might actually be happening is another reason why maybe you just shouldn't do it. You know, no one worries about is the head of Universal going to be worried about trying to take my shine. Yeah, is he cuffing me so he can get more hoes than me? You know what I'm saying?
You got niggas out here like that, though.
You know, is he not going to promote my album because he mad because my bars are ill and people feeling me more? You don't even want to have to worry about that with your CEO. Do you really want to worry about that?
Yeah, because the CEO at a bigger company don't give a shit anyway. All they want to know is do people like the damn music?
Right. No, he doesn't care. Not even care. All right, stand by. Let me go to the next call. Call in, homie. Shout out to real quick, tell them where to get that new Lalo issue.
Oh, yeah. The new mixtape, man. Hosted by Blizzum, K100 Radio, my nigga. Talk is cheap, my nigga, but this nigga going in on this one. The new mixtape, Glenwood Lalo, is true. Go download that thing at datpiff.com, or you can go to hotnewhiphop.com and download that mixtape right now, man. It's the hottest thing in the streets right now, man. History in the making. We did something ain't nobody ever did, man. And we shut it down last night on that Goosebumps, too, man. So, yeah, y'all go get that Glenwood Lalo, man. It's true. We here.
All right, homie, stand by. 337. Raspy Rose, what up, though? 757 is up deck. Then 215. Shouts out to you guys coming in. Run up. From the booth, Rasparos. No, you in Georgia now, ain't you?
Yeah, I'm out here, you heard me.
All right, so what's up, homie? All right, Larry, welcome to the show, man. Episode 276. All right, episode 276, man. Signed to an artist, failure or the future. That's what we're talking about here on K100 Internet Radio. So real quick, homie, let me go ahead and ask you these questions. You know what I'm saying? We got people filling up the lines. Now everybody want to talk now. All right, question number one. Do you think it's wise for an artist to sign to a label that's owned and ran by an artist? What do you think?
Not if you trying to be that nigga.
What you mean by that? What does that mean? I don't understand. What does that mean?
If you in the game and your goal is to be number one,
uh-huh.
It's going to be very hard for you to be number one on another artist's label. Because he out for the same thing. He already, that's what he in there for. When you rap, you know what I'm saying? People sometimes get rapping. Well, we almost say rapping because we were talking uh-huh. about, y'all heard you talking about me back a lot. People
right.
get a lot of time that rapping is actually a competitive offer on rap.
Uh-huh.
That's how it started out. So you want to be the best. So if I'm signing to the label with somebody else, you know, people don't like to share these days. I ain't about to share my number one spot up here. So I say it wouldn't be wise.
Mm-hmm. So basically you saying Drake would never be the number one artist on his roster.
Hey, look, I think Wayne said this. Somebody mentioned something about Drake was going to be better than Wayne or something. Wayne was like,
Drake is a better rapper than Lil Wayne.
Look what Wayne say. I don't care because he still make me money. He, at the end of the day, I'm always going to be his boss. I think I was the comment or something like that.
Uh-huh.
See, little shit like that, that's exactly why you having this type of show you having.
Yeah. Exactly why. See, that's the thing about it, man. My problem with the labels and it's really not about. It's about the unprofessionalism that it displays to you as, and it's crazy because I have a record label, Chainless Entertainment or whatever, but I promise you, like I said, if I won the lotto tomorrow, it won't be Blizzard walking around talking about some, you know, I may be repping Chainless Entertainment like that right there, whatever, but I'm actually going to hire another close confidant that I got people who are, you know what I'm saying? Who I know don't want to shine, who I know don't want to be in the club, who I know I don't want to do none of that, to run the label and to really be the face piece like that. Not the face piece all out, but just the person that you're going to be talking to when it comes down to the business of getting signed to Chainless, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 blah. So therefore, if I am the top person on the roster, or if I'm not, or whatever, you know what I'm saying, I'm already rich, I'm already filthy rich, it is what it is, I don't really care. Maybe I'm that kind of person by nature, but I just don't want to be another CEO who's out here like, yeah, everybody signing. You know what I'm saying? Like, really, I don't want my label to be that kind of. I want people to perceive my label like it's a Universal, not like it's a Maybach or a Young Money. I don't want Chainless to be perceived. It is that way now because it is what it is. But if I had that kind of fucking money they had, I wouldn't even want my label to be viewed like that, because I would want my label to be taken far more seriously. Because to me, it will be that serious. That's why I'm going to sign a couple. I'm going to sign some rappers. You know, I got a couple people who I'd sign. You know what I mean? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some people, you know, it is going to be based on talent, not because I've been knowing you, nigga. I'm gonna make sure if I've been with you, excuse me, for day one or whatever, and you an artist, but I know 10 motherfuckers that's hotter than you, who going harder than you, nigga. I try to find something for you to do or whatever, nigga. But you can't be the artist. You know what I'm saying? The artist's gonna be dope. The artist's gonna be ready for war. But not only that, I'm going out to sign some pop, some R&B, some country. I'm trying to turn this into a real live record.
An empire. You want it to be a musical empire, not a rap label.
That's what I don't want my label to end up being. That's why I'm saying if I was to end up just getting a large sum of money and I could just do what I wanted to do, you wouldn't even. Nigga, I'm not the first motherfucker that go make a Chainless Entertainment chain getting dropped from the label. Put a fucking Chainless Entertainment chain on, nigga, and I drop you from this motherfucking label. First nigga to do it. I ain't never seen a Universal chain or Warner Brothers chain.
Me either. I ain't never seen them.
Chain, nigga, and I'm going to drop your ass off this motherfucker. Don't do it. Don't you fucking do it.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
Now that you brought that up, you know what else I want to say? You know what I want to say? Check this out. I didn't see Cash Money sign some other acts, but you'll never see them get exposure.
Whatever.
Talking about, like, different genres of music. Different genres of music. Like, there's like different genres of music.
Linkin Park. I mean, not say Linkin Park. I mean, Limp Bizkit. Yeah, look,
I know they signed that white boy. They signed that white boy who taught Wayne how to play the guitar. They signed
Miss?
Another white.
Right?
No, it was not them. It was another white boy. Okay. They signed that white boy from overseas who sang, who did a hook for him. He was supposed to drop. They signed Lil Mo. They signed Omarion. They signed all the people, but you'll never hear nothing about the R&B acts coming up, really, with no push.
I don't, that's my thing, man. And people are sitting around probably saying right now, this nigga crazy. He got a little independent label and everything. He kind of doing the same thing himself. I understand that, but don't get it twisted. Everything I be doing shit out of motherfucking necessity, nigga, because I can't afford to do other shit. This is the way I can afford to do it. But don't get it twisted, nigga. Don't let me win, nigga. What? A Chains Entertainment chain? Man, I'm gonna stop wearing t-shirts with Chainless Entertainment on it. You ain't gonna never see that shit nowhere but at the very bottom on the back of the motherfucking seat. I don't even, nigga, don't even be screaming Chainless. Scream your motherfucking street. Nigga, scream your motherfucking goddamn, your hood. Scream your clique. Fuck it. Nigga, stop. Everybody stop saying Chainless like it's, nigga, you don't hear motherfuckers repping Universal, nigga. Yet. No. But, nigga, they got the money.
Right now,
I'm building a brand, so I must scream Chainless Entertainment everywhere I go, nigga. But once if I won the lottery, the last thing I'm going to say is Chainless, motherfucker. I'm going to be saying Blizzum or Bully Streets or whoever the fuck the art, they scream their name. Bitch, don't scream Chainless. Don't put the motherfucking chain on your neck. Nigga, don't wrap your car. Nothing. Shut the fuck up. We got this over here. Because once you do that, nigga, they're going to motherfucking categorize and put my motherfucking
name
right over
box
here with Young Money and Maybach and everybody, and I don't want that because I can't grow. Once you do that, you just automatically just drop a ceiling over your motherfucking ass and your label.
They don't see that.
You know what? What I might do is just be real slick and just start a whole nother motherfucking goddamn label. Period from the ground up, my nigga, and just keep Chainless and just rep it like that. Let changes be my motherfucking click and crew and shit. But my real motherfucking label, I can't even have it associated with me because I'm a motherfucking rapper and you can Google me still. Fuck it. I might have to make a whole nother motherfucking label up that has never just, you know what I'm saying, just had niggas ain't never wore t-shirts with it or nothing. Just a whole motherfucking shit from scratch, nigga, and then push my fucking roster from over there. I may have to do it like because I can't.
That's a smart move.
Nigga, I can't let you motherfuckers limit my motherfucking ceiling, and you done gave me $100 million, but all I can ever be is another Young Money. Fuck out of here, another Bad Boy. No, and fuck no. I'm not gonna be another G Unit. No, nigga, no. That's not the plan. So if somebody was to do it, I don't know how, but that's not the route I'm taking. And I'm just telling everybody right now. You know what I'm saying? We will not do it. You know what I'm saying? Because to me, I might as well just fucking, you know what I'm saying? I might as well just right there and say, well, I'm going to go ahead and limit my possibilities right now and just do it this way. Because that's exactly what you're doing. Don't get it fucked up. Niggas like to talk and act like that money changes shit, nigga. Nigga, they just showed you, if a motherfucking shoot a little motherfucker boy point blank range for nothing, nigga, and don't even get locked up, they just showed you, nigga, at the end of the day, nigga, you still a nigga.
You still a nigga.
You carry on, like, you do the buffoonery and all the other fucking shit, and then you want to call yourself CEO. Nigga, just because you got that motherfucking money, the motherfucking power players may fuck with you because it's beneficial for you, and you a brand. But at the end of the motherfucking day, they sitting back watching like, yeah, but the ceiling is only so high.
The minute this nigga fuck up, we going to clip his wings.
On your label. I'm talking about the label. So the question of the day is about, you know, being signed to artists. You know what I'm saying? Is it really conducive? You know what I'm saying? Should you really do it? You know what I mean? And like I said, I'd handle my label totally differently if I was just to get hit with a large lump sum of money. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? I sat back and watched it all.
I wouldn't sign to nobody else. Not like the label we talking about, I wouldn't sign to them. I think Rick Ross just had somebody who he dropped from his label. Nigga named Pills or whatever. Pills and Rick Ross felt like he was like, nigga, they didn't give me no promotion on none of my shit. And I've been down. I think he was signed too.
Huh?
I was down before Meek Mills and Wiley ever came around.
I personally know an artist who was signed to an artist that got dropped because of that, and that was Blood Raw when he was signed to CTE. He parted ways with Jeezy because of the way his album was promoted. The lack of promotion for when his album dropped is the reason why Blood Raw is not with CTE right now. And I can say that because at one point I would have just waited, but now that he's already came out and basically told the whole world that's the reason why he left, you know what I'm saying? I been knew that from the rip from when he first parted ways, when everybody was speculating about why he left, because his album was not promoted properly the way it should have been when it dropped. Period, point blank. And that's where the divide started. Right then, at that point right there. Fuck all this USDA. Fuck all the goddamn homeboy shit and all the bitches we done fuck together, nigga. This my motherfucking product. Why the fuck my shit ain't getting pushed like, you know what I'm saying? Why it ain't getting pushed right? It ain't getting pushed right. It didn't sell, but it also didn't get pushed right. We in motherfucking Atlanta, Georgia, and I ain't seen a blow raw motherfucking poster nowhere in this motherfucker, and nigga, we all live here? Oh, no. And so that was the beginning of the end of that. You know what I'm saying? And that's my point.
That's where I go back to me saying that artist, that's the CEO, not going to want you to be number one, so he's not going to push you like he wants you to be number one, because he still wants to be number one.
And that's my whole point. I don't know, man. It's like, such a tricky question, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I said, you know what I mean? If you had to ask me, and would I prefer to be signed to directly to Universal or to Maybach, whatever. Some people are gonna say, ah, shit, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You rather give your money to these white boys over here instead of goddamn coming up with another nigga and blah blah
blah. They gonna get your money anyway.
Okay, over there at Maybach, are they giving out lucrative deals? You know, are they giving you all your points in your publishing? Are you able to keep your own masters over there? I don't know. If they are, if they not. But what are they doing that? If they're doing all that, maybe. You know what I'm saying? If they're doing all that, maybe. I don't know. But what I do know is what my career as an artist or whatever will be, how my label home will be viewed at to certain people, and the ceiling that my label home already had is significantly lower because it's ran by an artist.
But then look what else you got to look at. If you sign in one of them other CEO artists, they still are signed to the major labels. You know what I'm saying? They're still going through the major labels once you keep going up. It ain't like it's Maybach by itself. He signed to somebody else, Universal, somebody fucking up.
I heard that Rick Ross really went full independent. That's what I'm saying. I heard Maybach was really fully independent, like Young Money after they was done with that big Universal deal. They went independent. Yeah, they went full. Cash Money's full independent now. They really are a label. The problem is you can't tell. You know you can't. They are Universal. They are a full independent. They don't have Universal or no one pulling their strings telling them what the fuck. They don't have that no more. But you can't tell. Just like you just said that, you just assume that they still got it over their head, but they don't. And the reason why you think that is because they fucking rappers doing the shit. That's the point. That's why you even sat here and even assumed that it was that set up.
Yeah, I still thought it was. I thought both of them still had distributed through somebody else because it's how they carry themselves.
But you're wrong, and that's the whole point. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point. All right, let me get to another call on me, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Stay on the line though. I got two interviews coming up in a minute. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but we're still gonna be talking about the subject at hand. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But don't hang up. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here.
All right. Next up, 757-352. Then 215 is on deck. 757-352. What up, though?
What it do, Blizz? This your boy LW, man.
What's up, homie? Thanks for calling the show. You never did send me the music, OW, the new music, but okay then.
I got you. But
I ain't gonna bring that up on the air. Oh wait, I just did.
Yeah. Right. Hey, but check it out. I was listening to the conversation, man, and this is what I want to say. For one, I would not sign to an artist for two reasons. Because I am an artist, and if I'm already promoting my own product and being my own business in hand and making my own brand as an artist by myself, signing to him would only hold me back because he's not going to give me the same push that a regular label that sees me doing all of the groundwork by myself would give me. The budget that he would give me for my promotion would not match a regular label without being behind an artist. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And a lot of people's like a lot of people said that like and I was using an example of someone that of a situation that I had inside knowledge of because I'm actually friends with my homie Blood Raw. You wouldn't believe how many people that we both knew and that from former managers to friends or whatever who told him don't sign to Jeezy. When it was first putting out that that's what he was about to do, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people was telling him, because what people don't know about Blood Raw, unless you live in the state of Florida, is that he already had a tremendous buzz before he signed to Jeezy. People thought he would, before Plies came or whatever, people thought he was going to be the next artist that got pushed like Plies. He had the cover of damn near every magazine down there, and he had his blood, he had his brand already going. So a lot of people were like, you're going to mess up your brand and go backwards if you do that, because now it seems like all the work that you did on your own, you know, Jeezy is the one that put you on, when really you already got a grind, and everybody in the whole fucking state of Florida already know who the fuck you are already, and Florida's a big goddamn state. You know what I'm saying? And so
yeah,
people,
and
exactly, that's really essentially what kind of happened. And then, you know, when his product wasn't pushed, you know, and that's when the divide came between him, them two, because he's like, shit, nigga, you ain't pushing, you know, you didn't push my product, you wasn't promoted. Whether that's true or not, that's how he felt, and that's where the divide came from. It seems as though everybody was like, that's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? Your brand took a hit, and it seemed like now you got, you know, you needed him to survive, or now that you're not with him, you can't make it on your own type scenario. You feel me? Where he has to go back and put all that groundwork back in. You know what I'm saying? And people were like,
yeah,
well,
I mean, that's like your boy, Plies. Plies has two artists signed under him, and really nobody outside of Florida knows who they are, because they're not going to get the same push as Plies. I mean, Plies signed to a major by himself.
Yo, I be in Florida all the time, and I don't know who the fuck they are.
See? And that's what I'm saying. Like, that push has to be there. If that push is not there on your own accord, another artist ain't going to push you, because you ain't finna outsell him. It's not going to happen. Never has Memphis Bleek outsold Jay-Z. Never has Beanie Siegel or Freeway outsold Jay-Z. It'll never happen. So when an artist like me and you, who have our own business done, already started, we both have albums out there, you know, we both got the iTunes thing going and all of that, we don't need another artist to come and say, hey, look, I can help you. What we need is a universal label, a big name label that don't need me to be repping it to the core and doing my own thing, and say, listen, this is the budget. Because all you really need is more marketing, more TV time, and more promotion. Everything else, you've already started.
So what do you feel about, so you say right now, Rick Ross came up to you and wanted to sign you a deal, or Young Money came up and wanted to sign you, you just wouldn't do it?
No, they can do some features. I'll feature on y'all shit, get my name popping even more, because the label that's going to sign me is going to push me now, because guess what? I've become a hot commodity. That's just like Busta Rhymes.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Dre came and got him, but look at what Busta Rhymes just did. Busta Rhymes signed to Cash Money. He just backdropped himself, because Busta Rhymes is already
that
a
was
general
another,
in his own.
That was his own. Yes, that stuff like that right there. That signing. Now you have some signings and stuff where it does seem like it did pan out. For instance, Dr. Dre is an artist, even though he's a producer, he still was an artist or whatever. He created Aftermath and signed Eminem. And then in turn, Eminem signed and created Shady Records, and then, created Shady and signed, 50. And
yeah, but that's the accord of the push. That's the accord of the push, though. I mean, look at what was happening. 50 had already had that mixtape following. You get what I'm saying? When it comes to an artist signing to another artist, that artist better have a following out this world, and he better be able to promote it.
Saying you still, Blood Raw already had a stupid mixtape following, and then he signed to Jeezy, and Jeezy was already a star, and it didn't work.
Yeah, well,
you know why?
Because they both have the same type of style. If your style fits my style, I can't promote you, because our lane is the same. Now, if Jeezy would have picked up somebody like Drake, who's in a totally different atmosphere, genre, and lane, it would have worked.
You might be right about that. That's a very good point. The similarities in style. Oh shit! How did I hit that? My bad. Let the subway just roll through real quick. I didn't mean to hit that. That's one of my things. Uh-huh.
I mean, like, that's one of my things with being somebody who's learning the business and understanding the business. If this dude can sing and rap and he's hot, I need him to be one of the artists off my label, because he's doing something that I can't do. Like Jeezy, all of his music sounds like one beat and him saying the same thing all over again. So what you would do is you take somebody who's totally opposite to him and put them on the label and say, all right, now you go with it, because now I'm going to pull even different people in, and those different people are going to not only listen to him, but they're going to find out what I'm talking about. It's all about a business of making people understand what you're trying to do. That's why Timberland went and signed them boys One Republic. Didn't nobody know who One Republic was, but when Timberland pulled them out there and put them beats behind them, everybody knew who they was.
Well, that's so unfair. Yeah, well, Timberland's an artist. You're right. That's so unfair, though. That's you're right. Technically, and I'm not trying to talk around the point. You're right. But Timberland, he is an artist, and you're right. I understand. That was a great one. You pulled that. You know, you're from Virginia, so I expected you to do that because he's a Virginia guy. But you pulled that one out. But you're living in Virginia. You call me from 757.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So that right there, that's the type of shit I'm talking about. Like, that right there, but you don't really see Timberland's label, and when he did that, Timberland never repped his label on the nigga shit like we see a lot of motherfuckers do, repping the label on the nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when they make
the
label,
the whole aspect on change, like how Cash Money did back in the day, that's to get the young kids involved. Okay, cool. Everybody want to rep the Cash Money chain. It's cool. But this is my look at it. Waka Flocka, the Brick Squad, all of that. Now we got a bunch of cats who want to do this one thing. Now let's throw something else in there. Let's throw white hair in this mix.
That label can never be but so much because of how they present it to the world. That's just what it is. If you want to call it hating or whatever, I don't give a shit. At the end of the day, that is going to be that the ceiling on that label has already been set because of the way they branding it. And they're not the only ones. I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
And that's why with Maybach Music, when you were talking about Maybach Music being one of the labels that I was signed to, I would never sign to a label where a man can take all of this money that he's getting and instead of investing it, put a face on his chain. I can't do that because his business sense is not investing back in his business. It's investing in what looks good for everybody to market and say,
oh,
rappers, man, that looks cool.
But you know how many rappers right now would kill to be on Maybach? I'm gonna tell you that, and I'm going to get ready to take this call. All right? I'm just saying. Everybody listening to the show, man, you got to look at this shit from all angles. I understand the people who's out here. If Maybach comes somewhere and holds a competition and says the winner gets to deal with Maybach, nigga, you know how many niggas going to be there trying to rap and trying to perform? Who might pay $500 to get on that motherfucker? You can get a promoter to go out and tell everybody Maybach Music is just gonna be in the house, nigga, and can charge a nigga $250 for a performance slot, nigga, or whatever, and niggas will pay that just because they think Rick Ross gonna be in them and might see them and they might get put on the Maybach right now. Trust me.
And you
know
what? And you know what? You know what? You know what? Smart people need to do. Smart people like me and you. Smart people like me and you need to find a black dude who ain't really into nothing. Find him, and then we go get a club promoter, and then all we got to do is slap a sticker on this dude that says anything about any type of record label and make him sit somewhere, and everybody in that place will pay just to perform because they believe that he works for something that he doesn't, and we'll make all the money off the dough, and they'll see us first before they see anybody else perform.
Yeah, it could be done. Stand by, W. Then they're gonna make movies about you, like janky promoters. All right, 347-934-0966. I got a artist interview coming up that I got scheduled, and I'm gonna take that, and then we're gonna do that, and then we're gonna get back into the calls real quick. Hold on, I'm gonna take one more. I see my artist is on the line. The homie ZIB. He's got an album coming out tomorrow. He sent me a single dropping tomorrow. And they sent me the exclusive joint, and they was like, yo, can we come on, you feel me, and get them a little quick interview real quick. So I'm going to get ready to do that real quick. I'm going to take this one other call real quick because they've been sitting on the line from basically since the show started. And I'm going to take this call, and then I'm going to get to ZIB. You feel me? And we're going to go ahead and let these guys – we're going to go ahead and break this new music, you feel me, and then let these guys tell you about what they got going on and where they represent. But real quick, before I take that call, and I see them on the line right now, so I'm going to get ready to make this real quick. 215-586, what up, though? Welcome to the show.
Yo, what up? What's good, Blizzo?
What up, who this?
It's Cashback.
Oh, what up, Cashback? What's going on, homie? Episode 276. All right, homie, real quick. Tell me real quick, what do you think about what we're talking about for episode 276, which is signed to an artist, failure or the future? Do you think it's wise for artists to sign to labels owned and ran by other artists? You've been hearing all the conversation and everything that we've been saying because you've been on the line since we started. You feel me? That's why I want to take your call before I go. What do you think about everything? What's your opinion?
Like, you hit, like, a lot of good points. I mean, a lot of good topics that you covered. I mean, I like them jumps. Like one of my favorite ones when you said the label needs to take care of all the artist's expenses so you can spend your time on focus on being an artist, like making music, like every day making music in the studio, making appearances, doing shows, instead of worrying about paying your bills or grinding or going to work and stuff like that. So that's like a good point because the artist can spend more time on his craft and the music would be better.
Exactly. So would you sign right now if you know, you out here grinding, whatever, right now, you know, you don't have a tremendous buzz. I like what OW just said. I want to make a point about what OW just said. You feel me? You got to understand where artists is at in their career, where this will determine whether or not they should or shouldn't do this. Really, it's not even about should. It's just your opinion. What I'm saying right now is not concrete. I'm just bringing up facts that people may not think about when dealing with this situation. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't sign a Young Money, anybody, or your nigga down the street who got a motherfucking label and got Dope Boy money. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck you should do. It's your career at the end of the motherfucking day, homie. All I'm saying is this. Real talk, you got to think about... I'm trying to bring up other points about signing the artist that no one ever really seems to think about and look at it. You feel what I'm saying? So now, if I'm asking a guy, all he got done is two or three songs on a motherfucking demo CD, and he ain't never put an album out of nothing, but he can really flow, but he ain't never had nobody back him or nothing. And Rick Ross hears his flow at a motherfucking open mic and was like, yo, you want to ride with Maybach? Nigga, you better say yeah, nigga. Straight the fuck up. You an idiot if you don't. And you know why? Because you have absolutely nothing else going on right now that's going to be a better opportunity than that shit right motherfucking there. So, like I said, with the other scenario, with the scenario like maybe with a Blood Raw or something like that right there, that was different because he already had a tremendous buzz going on already. You feel me? Well, it could have expounded by itself without having to be signed to CTE. You know what I'm saying? And so you see a lot. But right now, the game is so fucked up and the money is so dry, you getting major artists, or you getting artists that got a tremendous buzz who could maybe pop right now on their own, and they still say, fuck it, this nigga right here is already, and they still say, fuck it, and they, maybe it's impatience, whatever you want to call it, but they still say, fuck it, you know what I mean, and sign with other artists, and, you know, again, I'm not trying to knock no one's movement or label, this really is not about that, I'm just trying to get y'all to think about it from a way that people might not think of, you know what I'm saying, real motherfucking talk, you know what I'm saying, cats might not really be sitting back.
Right now, my career, I don't really think I wouldn't be able to make that choice. Like, I mean, I couldn't really make a choice. Like, no, I wouldn't want to sign with an artist, or no, I wouldn't want to sign with a label because of this. But maybe if I had enough people looking at me, I'd be able to make that decision. But like right now, I had to take what I get to keep it real.
Right. You know what I'm saying, everything, all of this would be when it comes down, should you or shouldn't you, would be depending on where you're at in your career. Straight the fuck up, man. You know what I'm saying? If you just, you know what I mean? I ain't even lying. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, in order for Blizzom, me? You want me to sign to another motherfucking rapper? Oh, this nigga better be. It would literally have to be somebody like Young Money. You feel what I'm saying? Like literally somebody whose brand is so big right now that I know for a fact money is not an issue at all whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? But just anybody. You know, any old local motherfucker who's just kind of doing something right, get down with your label, man. Fuck with me, son. Nigga, I'm not even finna ride with your crew, nigga, because my motherfucking crew been riding so long and my brand is already doing its own motherfucking thing. You know what I mean? When somebody look at me and they're like, shit, should somebody in my position, you know what I'm saying, who's got all these different things going on, sign to another artist? Not saying that I won't, nigga, but that motherfucking situation gonna have to be so motherfucking right. You know what I'm saying? That it won't be... You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot of that going on in Philly right now. Like, I mean, you know, people just say, like, they having groups and all that. I mean, but really ain't nobody signed because ain't nobody paying for this, paying for that, supporting this artist, supporting that artist. So at the bottom line, they just really clicked up.
Yeah. Look, once again, there are a lot of quote-unquote indie labels just really riding around masquerading as glorified clicks. Never seen the head of fucking Warner Brothers with a motherfucking Warner Brothers chain. I never seen a nigga with a Warner Brothers chain on or a Jive chain on in their heyday. I ain't when nigga Def Jam was the nigga label, but you really didn't see niggas with Def Jam. You saw niggas with Def Jam chains, but the label didn't do it, nigga. They just went and did that shit on their own. It wasn't like the
right.
label walked up to you and put you on the motherfucker here, nigga. Yeah, bring you out on stage. Yeah, now, nah, nigga, you signed a Def Jam now. And nigga, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Motherfuckers from Def Jam is walking out. Russell Simmons' motherfuckers is walking out and slapping chains on Def Jam chains on niggas. Like, for real. Straight the fuck up. All right, stand by, man. Let me get to this interview real quick, all right?
All right,
stand by. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. www.k100 Internet Radio. You dig? Episode 276. All right. What we're talking about on the show is being signed to an artist. Is that a failure or is that the future of the industry? Is the industry at some point is everybody? And especially we focus on hip hop because we know country people will start their own labels and shit too. But the shit, it don't matter because they don't, even if they do it, nigga, it still ain't viewed the same way as, you know, as when rap niggas do it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but it, you know, it is. It is. We the street label. You know what I'm saying? We the gutter. It is. We I don't know what it is. You want to say it's race? Why not? Everything else is in America. But right now, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna do a quick live interview and I'm gonna break a record real quick. This is what we do over here at K100 Internet Radio. So I got the homie ZIB on the phone line. Homie, what up though?
Blizzum, what's good, man? I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. All right. First of all, tell the people who you are and where you're from.
Well, I go by the name ZIB. I'm living out of Port St. Lucie, Florida, just outside of West Palm Beach, down here in sunny Florida, just trying to do our thing, get our name out there.
All right, homie. So you're checking in from the Gunshine State, you feel me? Now, I know you've, before we get into your music, you know what I'm saying, you tell us about that real quick. What do you think
yes,
about
sir.
What we're
yes,
talking
sir.
About? Give me an opinion about what we're talking about on the show. We're talking about, you know, being signed to other artists and stuff like that. How do you view the whole situation?
Personally, I honestly think it's all about your grind. I mean, look at, I believe Little Flip. He was selling stuff out of the trunk of his car, and he was making, you know, mad money doing that. I think it's just all about how you push yourself. Present yourself as an artist, and if you can catch that buzz, man, I mean, if you can catch that buzz, it's a wrap. You know what I mean? It's just all about that, to be honest with you, I feel.
But do you
grabbing the fans, promotion.
But do you think that people view artist labels like they view other labels, or do you think artist labels are viewed less professionally than, you know, any other like labels that are started by, like right now, let me give you an example. Right now I can go up to someone and if they never heard of Blizzum as the rapper or whatever, and I can present Chainless Entertainment to them one way, and if they don't know that I was ever a rapper or a rapper ever started that label, instantaneously, if you come up right behind me with your label and you come up and you say, yo, I'm such and such, I'm an artist and I'm a president or whatever, instantaneously, that independent person automatically looks at my label as quote unquote being more professional because it wasn't started by another rapper or another artist anyway. Point blank.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's.
I agree with that. I agree 100% with what you're saying. Honestly, Blizzum, I think you got to let the music talk, man. I mean, you know, how you grab the people's ear, you know, with your music, and if they're feeling your music, I think that's going to do the talking for you, to be honest with you, no matter what label you're on.
You think so, huh? You think being signed to that label means nothing. Now, don't get me wrong. You could take somebody like Drake and say everything that Blizzum is saying tonight, fuck all that. Because Drake got signed to Young Money, Cash Money, which is Lil Wayne, which is Birdman, which is a rapper, started by rappers, whatever. But look, now everybody is standing out on his own. But then again, you could think about that point that one of the other callers brung up and said, yo, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be up under that shadow. It's kind of like if you're a sports fan. It's kind of like when LeBron, you know, left and went to Miami. Even though, fuck all y'all, because I'm a Heat fan.
Right.
But when people say, oh, he had to, he now he's up under them now, and it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? If he would have just did it in Cleveland, it would have seemed like he would did it on his own. You know, it's like when you go up under another rapper or something, like it takes away from you. Especially if you already had a tremendous buzz and then you signed to another rapper. You know what I'm saying? If you already had a buzz,
I agree.
Rapper, people think that, ah, he, He sold. That was they people say that's stupid. Why he do that? He already was hot. So you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay, but let me go ahead and get into your interview. Go ahead and say what you're going to say. We'll get into your interview real quick.
I was just going to say real quick. I personally think, I mean, it's who you got in your corner. I mean, I think it's who you got behind you, supporting you, and as you grow as an artist, and you know, you start picking up fans and people start promoting you, you know. Obviously, you know, somebody likes your song, they're going to show it to their friends and this and that. And before you know it, you got a little buzz going. I personally think that it's who you got in your corner. And, you know, that's going to help promote you regardless of what label you're on. I mean, honestly, it all falls back to me personally is let the music talk. Let the music talk for you. And if you're that good, you're going to catch a buzz. And, you're, you know, it's all she wrote, you know, personally, as far as I'm concerned, whether you're on a label or not. That's
okay.
Just my personal opinion.
All right. So let's go ahead and get into it, man. Tell the people about this project that you're coming up, this new thing that you got. Tell the people about that real quick.
Well, I'm signed with a label called Transparent World Media. Mm-hmm. They are out of Rockledge, Florida. I've been working with them now for about 3 years. Basically, we're just trying to get our, you know, our music out there, you know, trying to get in their ear a little bit. We've been, you know, hitting overseas really hard. You know, what up to Finland and England and everybody overseas. And tomorrow we got a brand new single called Without Me dropping. And, you know, they can find us definitely to hear this song tomorrow on Facebook, ZIB Hip Hop, if they want to hear that song dropping. Also on Twitter at Zib Music. And, you know, we definitely want to get some feedback on it and see what the people there think.
All right. So what's your music about? The people haven't heard it, but what inspires you? Like, what kind of brand of music are you bringing to the table as an artist?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, as a young kid growing up, I was always inspired by, you know, I always was riding to the NWAs and the Beastie Boys, and you know, as I got older and just now at this time, you know, Lil Wayne's in my CD player constantly. You know, just right now, as far as what we're doing. As an artist, and also my homegirl Smoke Classic, you can find her on my link. Also, she's on a couple of my songs. We're trying to stay in the club, man. We're trying to, you know, grab that club scene and you know, make people shake their ass a little bit and just you know, stay in that club, man. We're hitting overseas, like I said, and it's doing pretty good overseas right now. We're trying to get it back over here on this side a little bit, but you know, for the most part, we're trying to grab that club scene and you know, do our thing, grab their ear a little bit.
All right. That's what's up, man. So, shouts out to the homie ZIB. Shouts out to Transparent World Media. You know what I mean? I fucks with him. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to go ahead and break this song out, man, real quick. Go ahead and tell the people about this song. We're going to go ahead and play it.
This song here is called Without Me, Transparent World Media, ZIB, featuring my homegirl Smoke. And let's drop it, man. I really appreciate y'all having us on, man. Thank you very much, Blizzard.
All right, homie, ZIB Without Me, right here, K100 Internet Radio. Run that.
Without me, how could you do it without me? Oh. Look at all this time I'm facing. Look at all this time I'm wasting. Sitting around feeling all complacent. Need to say, gotta go. Give it what less, what I need to know. Really wanna rap, but I need to show. Throwing in my side, well, I gotta go. Emancipated, degraded, suggested, passive, aggressive. I hope you're paying attention. If not, you're learning your lesson. Continue writing, I'm striving with no neglect. My heart's a beating rage. My name deserves a check. What's next? Familiar thoughts, deprived with no refrain. Insane, meanwhile I'm pouring my thoughts. Feel like I'm bleeding my brain. And every day that I'm wrong, plus every time that I'm right. And while I try to figure out this, how you did it without me. You started to doubt me every time that I'm right. I'm feeling reckless and rowdy. Howdy faces and waving to all them haters who pouty. I'll continue it loudly every chance that I take up in this game. Cause
every little thing that you're saying that you did it without me. Did it without me. Oh, did it without me. What I really want, what I really want, what I really want, really, really, really want to know is how you did it without me. Yeah. Every little thing that you did without me.
True that. You know what I mean? All right, and we're back. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. That's the site. You can also go to www.chainlessentertainment.com. All right? You can either go there, either one of them, and, you know, get access to the show, get all the information you need. What I need for you to do is this, though. What I need for you to do, all right, is log in to iTunes if you use it, if you got an iPhone, iPad, or whatever. All right? And subscribe to our podcast, you know, that's a part of the iTunes store. If you use iTunes, you pretty much know how the iTunes store works. You know, you got video, audio, and then right over there in another section, you see podcast. Click podcast, go in, type in K100, do a search. You're going to see the middle finger. You're going to see the logo. You know what it is. That's us. Hit subscribe. It's free. I can't even lie to you because right there by it, it says free in big letters, so you know I'm not fucking around, not lying. I'm trying to get you for no sneak money. All right? This is all about support for the show. When you do that, man, every time you launch iTunes, it'll automatically download the latest episode of K100 Internet Radio for you for free. Put it in a nice little iTunes folder for you. You know what I'm saying? All organized so you can go back and check the replays that you might have missed. This helps with our numbers. You know what I'm saying? And it's a free service. Also helps you keep up with K100 Internet Radio real easy and real nice and organized. You feel what I'm saying? So please, man, go ahead and do that, man. Do that for me. You know what I mean? Subscribe to the podcast. All right. Also, one other thing. Besides following us on Twitter, which is at K100_radio, all right, or follow yours truly at Blizzum, all right, you know what I'm saying? Also, make sure you check us out. We doing some stuff down here downtown Atlanta every Friday, you know what I'm saying? We got our thing going on, me and the homie Go Bully Promo, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? That's my partner, man. You know, he throws a party every Friday, man. You know, I'm always in the building just about every time, you know what I mean? If you want to get a party, you want to throw it at Lucky Lounge downtown, you know, hit us up, man. Hit up Go Bully Promo at Go Bully Promo at Big Bully Streets. You know what I mean? He can get you in there, get you a party, get you set up, get your name on the list, get you in free. Females, get you drink, get you a free drink ticket. Every Friday they have $5 a rock. $5 a rock. Yeah, the Diddy Juice for the five. Yeah, you know that's what's up. Every Friday down at Lucky Lounge. Holler at my homeboy, man, or you can get to him via me or whatever. If you follow me, then you should see Big Bully Streets. He's already tweeting, always retweeting my stuff. Go Bully Promo, hit him up. He's got online viral marketing promo packages for you, and he also has Lucky Lounge, you know, down there on Fridays, downtown Atlanta. So, you know, if you want to throw a party or something and be all classy and sophisticated, holler at the homie, all right? So, oh, yeah, by the way, download my app. Do it. I mean, really do it. On your Android phone or your iPhone, homie, don't matter. Go to your market or your app store. Blizm. It's a free app. Appreciate you. All right, so we're back. Let me go ahead. And I got another interview coming onto the phone line, too. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number down to the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. Episode 276, once again. All right, what we're talking about on the show, man, sign to an artist, is that a failure or is that the future? Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'm listening to the show, I don't want anybody to get a perception that I think any label that I've even talked about at all is a fucked up label or a bad situation or nothing. That goes for Maybach, Young Money, CTE, I got no problem with none of them. I'm glad to see them dudes being entrepreneurs, you feel me? Owning their own shit, building their own brand, and actually helping to put other niggas on. You feel me? But at the end of the day, there is a difference between being signed to, you know, to a label that's, even if it's not being ran by the artist, it's branded and attached to the artist, and it kind of feels like that no matter what. No matter if they run a day-to-day operations, it's kind of just, it has a feel. And to me, it puts a glass ceiling, you know, an invisible glass ceiling up there to where the label is only going to be viewed by most in this kind of separate light from other record labels. You know what I'm saying? Because of the way it started and the way it's represented, because it's represented more like a crew and a clique than really like a record label, a business. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, whether that's good or bad, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I do know that it matters, and I do know that it actually makes a difference. 239-200. What up, though? Welcome to K100.
What's up, what is your boy, man? Hunter Round Jump, man. Straight on representing that 568 Palm Beach County Dog, South Florida.
Absolutely. What up, homie?
What's up, what? Yeah, I got a few things I want to say about the topic, man. I mean, I've been around, you feel me? I got a couple homeboys that wrote a couple big songs and shit. And, you know, they be letting me know what the league reads and all that there about the industry and what's going on now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to say, you know what I'm saying, your boy 50 started the little, he kind of commercialized the little mixtape thing, you feel me? He the one, like, really got that shit going downhill. It was already jumping in New York. He got that mixtape game shit jumping down here, you feel me? And I think, if I'm mistaken, your boy from World Star Hip Hop, the first nigga who made it to where you could download mixtapes off the internet.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's a little quick history on the little mixtape thing. And as for artists signing artists, dog, subconsciously, dog, if you really think about it, they sign artists that sound like them, man. So that's kind of like a no-no all rip right there. So if you want to get signed to an artist, start rapping like them, and them niggas going to find you. Because subconsciously, they look for artists that sound like them, you feel me?
Well, sometimes, I mean, you maybe, but I mean, not in the examples that I've been naming, that's not necessarily really true, especially with, like, G-Unit, especially with Young Money. You know what I'm saying? Drake doesn't sound like...
With the G-Unit thing, that's Dre and that's Eminem on that, you feel me? So that's a whole other thing right there. That's a whole other world
artists,
right there.
But the artists, they're artists, though.
That's what I was going to touch on that again. Like if you look at the whole industry, dog, most of these big record companies used to be small fucking record companies. You feel me? And they got big. They was also, and if you look at the execs, they used to be fucking either musicians or they used to be a fucking artist too. So I mean, it used to be all ran by artists regardless.
That's what I'm saying. They used to be, then they stopped, then they started doing that. You feel what I'm saying? And they stopped being. The key word to the discussion tonight is, you know, I haven't mentioned it every time, but we talking about when the label is ran by active artists, by artists who are still going on tour, who are still trying to push their album, who got a single dropping, who got a brand new video out coming out, you know what I'm saying, who having a release party next month, you know what I'm saying? Active artists, not people who just was an artist before, and that's because like you said, I mean, most of them were artists before back in the day. That's how they even started fucking with music, where they was playing a motherfucking goddamn in a rock band in a garage, you know, you feel me, at their mom's
house.
Yeah,
blues, band, trumpet,
whatever. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about, you know, when the artist is still, when they're still out here actively going hard and really going in trying to be, you know, trying to still push their music as artists, you know, which is a difference. You know what I'm saying?
For sure, it's a big difference. I mean, but most of the time when like, you know, because You know, locally, I get approached all the time because people know that, you know, I'm affiliated with people who are in there already. And you know what I'm saying? I tell them, I'm like, instead of, like, trying to get signed or try to get me to, you know what I'm saying, take your shit to somebody who's in there, man, go ahead and get your fan base built up, man. Go ahead and get that internet, make it so where you ain't got to mess with no motherfucking record companies and shit right now. Because, man, you could monetize your own shit, monetize on social networks now, man, and get money all day, you feel me? On your own right now, just sitting in your room, and you ain't got to really do too much. You know what I mean? You get that fan base. Let me tell you how the record company's looking at it now. You got that fan base. They looking at it. Okay, we like your shit, but do other people like your shit? You feel me? Do you have a fan base? They gonna say that shit off rip right now. You feel me? Off the get go. Do you have a fan base already? You feel me? And if you got a fan base already, if that shit like 1,000 or more, they gonna look at you. They gonna holler at you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
they're looking at that easy way out right now. They ain't trying to spend no money, man. That's why they got them 360 contracts right now. They're getting money off the merchandise and everything now.
Yeah, we had a whole show about the 360 deals and everything, and in defense of all these big time labels who, don't get me wrong, a lot of them deserve to go down because of the way they've handled artists and the way they've raped and pillaged artists' careers.
But that's the life of them. That's the life of industry. So it's like the small ones become the big ones. The big ones go down. That's how it's.
But the reason why a lot of them are offering the 360 deals, and I'm probably going to have to do a show on this because a lot of people, you know, they say 360 deal, and they not and when you say 360 deal, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I understand. It's a 360 deal or whatever, what have you. You know what I'm saying? But they don't understand why the labels are doing it. And it's because labels don't make money.
They don't trust the artists no more, man.
They're doing 360. I'm not saying that 360. I'm not trying to defend labels or really defend 360 deals. I'm saying from a business perspective, if you're a label, you're not going to. Back in the day, the reason why 360 deals never existed was because they were raping the artists and they was getting all the money off CD sales. But now, they don't make money off CDs. No one buys music anymore. People buy their music from digital carriers, whatever. They copy it, file sharing, whatever, bootleg. I don't give a fuck. Just the onset of the digital world killed their fucking profit margin. It dropped it. That's why motherfuckers got fired and a whole bunch of them lost and had to close their doors. So now, since the main thing that they used to make their money off of is gone, they had to revamp and say, okay, how are we going to make money now being record labels? Well, now they're realizing that the way artists are doing it now, artists are becoming brands at this particular point. So now, if a motherfucker ain't going to buy your CD, but they think, okay, the label, you push a couple of thousand units on your own or whatever, and a couple people know you or whatever, but then the label still takes you and invests $500,000 into your career and makes you a national name. At that point right there, they made you a national name. Now, you're getting tours. Now you're getting brand. Now you're getting offers to be in movies, or you're getting other kind of offers because they put that money into you and made you a star. Now before, they was getting so much money off of your motherfucking CD sales because they made you a star. They didn't give a fuck about your tour money. They didn't give a fuck about money that when you did a Sprite commercial or some shit. That money was hands off to them because they was getting all the motherfuckers. Because you was a new artist. Your record deal. They was getting all your publishing and everything, and so they didn't need that money. But now they don't sell CDs. They need another reason to say we're gonna get this money back. So when they invest that $500,000 into your ass or $300,000 or whatever, they got to recoup that back and see how they're gonna get paid now. So nobody not buying motherfucking CDs, how the fuck are we gonna get it now? Oh, we're gonna get it off your branding now. So now we wanna control when we sign you to a deal, we 360 in your ass. We signing you for your likeness. So every time now you're the hot new rapper, say it's Blizzum or whoever, it's Blizzum. Now Blizzard is a household name, and now he's getting tours over here, and now he's doing commercials, and now they want a piece of all that too, because even if I'm the hot, I'm only going to sell so many motherfucking CDs because people just don't buy them no more.
Exactly.
And they don't own iTunes and all these other. They got to work out deals with iTunes because iTunes is already motherfucking up. You know what I'm saying? They didn't make iTunes. They didn't make that medium. You know what I mean? So, you know, if that's where most of the people are getting their music from, they got to work a motherfucking deal over here with iTunes to try and get some money for this shit. But then again, you need to be on iTunes because, motherfucker, that's where everybody getting their music. So now they got to take a cut, another hit on that revenue stream. You feel what I'm saying? And so now they've been forced to find other ways to make money off these motherfucking and get their investment back. Is that right or wrong? I don't know. But I had somebody that worked for a label really break it down to me, and I was like, okay, Because he's like, everybody's shitting on 360 deals, but he's like, what the fuck you think these motherfuckers going to do? You know what I'm saying? They know they ain't finna make the money back off the CDs no more because niggas ain't buying them, especially rap.
I mean, yeah. Exactly. I don't knock the motherfucking record companies for doing this shit, but it also goes down to the music, man. The music's so redundant right now, man. It's just hard for a bitch to like, I'm really a fan. And like you know, back in the days, man, it's like he was really a fan of a clique, man. So you really stuck with that clique, man. And it's hard to do that right now when everybody's sounding like everybody right now to me, you feel me? But, absolutely. I mean, and that's for that label shit, man. I mean, the last big label deal went out to Cash Money. And after that, if you read the blog after that, the record company said they ain't doing that shit no more. You feel me?
And they didn't. You know, and then when they thought
that was it.
They thought the white folk were playing, they weren't playing. Nigga, that was a wrap. It was the last time a nigga gonna get that kind of deal ever in life, and they ain't did it since, and they not gonna ever. Matter of fact, they ain't even in the position to do it no more, straight up.
Yeah, they can't.
You know what I'm saying? They can't do it no more. They ain't even in that kind of position to even do that no more, home. So it is what it is. Hey, man, thanks for calling. Yeah. I got one more call to take before I think my interview is gonna be on the line, and I got one more interview with some other stuff to play. But thanks for calling in, man.
Okay.
I appreciate it. All right, stand
on,
by.
All right.
404-748. What up, though? Who's this?
What's going on, Blizz? This your boy Zoe, man. NBH Entertainment, dog. I told you I was going to call and represent for the night, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I just wanted to hit you up before it got too late. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. Thanks for calling into the show, man. Episode 276. You know what we're talking about tonight? Tonight, sign to an artist, a failure or the future. What do you think about when people sign to other artists, man, when artists sign to other artists, and you know these artists out here, they got big record labels and stuff like that going on, big time deals and shit like that, you know what I mean? And they artists themselves, active artists, they out here still going on tour, got singles dropping or whatever, but they sign to other artists to their brand. What do you feel about that?
I mean, man, I think it just works out for whoever, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. If it don't, man, then, you know, don't sign, man. Everybody trying to eat right now, you know. And like you were saying earlier, man, record labels ain't doing that shit they did with Cash Money, man. Them folks smarting up. Because that was one of the biggest deals ever to go down in the history of record labels, man. I mean, I just think everybody, it's a win-win situation sometimes, and then it's a win-lose situation. You know, you're going to get fucked in the way you look at it, pretty much. That's just my personal opinion. You know, it's just if you want to use some grease or you just want a raw dog, that's just really how, you know, straight to the point from my perspective,
dog. Right. And like I said, tonight's show was not for me to really try to tell anybody that it's good or bad. I just wanted people to look at everything when you're doing it. You feel me? And I also wanted people to understand that there is a difference in the way labels that are ran by artists are viewed and labels that are ran by non-artists are viewed. You feel me? And whether that's right or wrong, because you could go over to any other, you know what I'm saying? You can go over to any other motherfucking label. And just because a rapper owns that label, it don't mean everybody over there. It don't mean when you go over to the motherfucking headquarters, it's gonna be bitches in the other room sucking dick and, you know, niggas in there smoking weed in the lobby. And it don't necessarily mean that. But then again, nigga, real shit. When you go to the motherfucking headquarters, you do be seeing it. You may not see that the headquarters are Universal or wherever else. And so people, when you sign to other rappers and artists own labels, don't get it twisted. I just don't want people to understand and realize that there is a glass ceiling that they have set for themselves. They did it to themselves because instead of conducting themselves as labels and business like that, they pretty much walk around like glorified cliques and everything, you feel me? And it just detracts from them as the business. It don't mean they're going to fuck you over. It don't mean they're going to goddamn ignore you. It don't mean that they trying to sign you so you won't be competition. It don't mean all that necessarily, but at the end of the day, there are certain stigmas and stuff that come with being signed to a label that's owned by an artist, especially a fucking other rapper that you just can't ignore. Bottom line. All right, man. Thanks for calling in to the show, man. I got to get ready to get this last interview in, all right?
What's up, man? I'm going to be sending you some music later on this week, man. And like I said, I got the whole fam. We're going to definitely support your movement, dog. Go and do your big things, bro. Good luck.
All right, man. Shouts out to NBA. Shouts out to Dinkaroni. Them boys doing big thing, man. They got and one thing about NBH and Dinkaroni, don't fuck. They got the music. That click right there. If it's about the music, if it's the music, they gonna go. You know what I mean, you can't deny the music they making. They making some good music. All right, next up. for episode 276 of K1 Engineer Radio. I got my homegirl, Lady Shaq, from Over the Top Promo on the line. What up, baby?
Hey, what's happening?
What's happening there? Thanks for calling the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, go ahead real quick and tell the people tell the people who you are real quick. I know you've already been on the show before, but maybe they didn't catch the last one. This is Lady Shaq, ladies and gentlemen. Last time she was on the show, she had a big event, one of the biggest events that went down in Atlanta, the Salute to DJs Award over at the Atrium, and that shit came out huge. It was big. It was a huge turnout. Great show, great press and everything, and it really popped off. But now she's back because she's got something else popping off again, so she's going to tell you about it. What is it, babe?
You know, we have the Music Is My Life Artist Showcase April 19th at the Atrium. We're going to bring out some of my industry friends and DJs and tastemakers to the table, to the artists. Since the award show, I kind of been in and out of Atlanta, and that always tends to happen every year. Right after the award show, I'm back on the road promoting artists, doing different things. And when I am back in Atlanta, I like to stay connected to the independent artists. I like to stay connected to the streets. So I always do this showcase when I'm in town.
Mm-hmm.
And we doing it again, April 19th, the Atrium. Not only that, it's going to be even, you know, more special for me because it's my birthday. I mean, next month, April. So I'm turned up. The streets turned up. You know, my friends turned up. It's going to be crazy. You know, we got Delro coming, Lil Chucky, Tavaria is going to be there, AJ Alexander, which is the guy who discovered Usher and pretty much did a lot of big things in the music business from working with Bobby Brown, Monica, you know, really big R&B artists. He's bringing out a new R&B artist as well to the show. So we excited. Bigger Rankin will be there. DJ Cutthroat, KD, he's manages DJ Holiday. He's also a rep for that Piff.com. He'll be there sitting on the panel. And OG Eddie, the CEO of IDJ Trade Association. So we have some pretty big folks coming out, and a lot of people support. Shouts out to the Shop Boys, Young Ralph, the Party Boys, you know. We all going to kick it, and we're also going to do and bring good music to the table.
All right, absolutely. So, first of all, I'm going to run your promo commercial, you know what I'm saying? But first of all, tell the people what your Twitter is and where they can contact with you, and then tell me about this music I'm finna play real quick.
Okay, my Twitter is at Over the Top Promo. That's OVRDATOPPROMO. We've also just added a beat battle to the Music Is My Life Artist Showcase. It's going to be hosted by M16. He produced Young Jeezy's I Do record. He also produced Player Circle and Lil Wayne's Duffel Bag Boys track. So I want to also see what hot beats we got out there in the city. And we have a segment for upcoming female artists. So it's going to be a hot show. We're going to bring it. Music All right. Is My Life Artist Showcase. April 19th at the Atrium. And be looking out for Tavaria, Pinky D, Lil Chucky, Brass, G-Sess, Maceo. We bringing it. We coming with it this year. And
All right.
We getting ready to play Lil Chucky's WAP, which is like a phenomenal record, and Pinky D's Wild Out.
All right. And so these are artists that are going to be there at the Music Is My Life Showcase and Lady Shaq's own personal birthday party. So, you know, she's going to probably be in there. You're going to be wasted. You're going to get fucked up, or you're going to be about the business. Which one? I don't know. I can't hold no event on my birthday because I'd be fucked up on my birthday.
But see, that's why I'm giving everybody the I'm giving you the memo now. I'm going to be fucked up. I'm supposed to be fucked up. So don't fuck with me. We all have a good time. Come fuck with me. You understand? We going to have a good time. We already got bottles ordered. You understand? I came to see who hot. I want to see what's hot. I want my people to see what's hot. Like, people don't even know what type of opportunities were presented to some of those artists that hit the stage after Salute the DJs Awards show. A lot of people sat down with key people and did things. So take these shows and take these people very seriously that are around. Just because they kicking it with me and they my friends and that's my circle, I'm bringing them to you. network. Take advantage.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, we're going to run a promo, and then we're going to run that little Chucky, and then we're going to run that Pinky, man. If you know, you're going to stay on the line, or you're going to go ahead and you
all. Of course I'm going to stay on and listen to this. I'm not going nowhere. I want to hear how it sounds on your show. This is the first time Pinky's record even been played, so I'm excited. And Chucky, man, that record just, I'm ready the way I'm feeling right now. I've been partying since March the 1st.
Right, right.
So
well,
I'm feeling real good. Let's bring it.
All right, man. Lady Shaq, over the top promo. Holler if you need promo. You feel me? She's got the Music Is My Life showcase coming up. And, you know, man, get at her, man. Over the top promo on Twitter, man, you know, for your promo needs, man. We're going to run the promo and then we're going to run the music, man. Let's get it.
ATL, what's happening? It's the homegirl, Lady Shaq, CEO of Over the Top Promotions, and I'm shutting ATL down again with the Music Is My Life Artist Showcase. April 19th at the A's, we got AJ Alexander, Bigger Rankin, DJ Cutthroat, Showbiz, OG Eddie, Mazay Entertainment, Squad, Young Money, and many more. So, any artist you want to get connected, you better be at the A's April 19th for the Music Is My Life Artist Showcase.
Did I forget to tell you,
it's my birthday!
Hey, what is up, man? This Sheet, man. Shark Boy, man. This your boy, Lil Meanie, man.
Young Ralph, a.k.a. the Jew, man. It's going down.
It's High C with the Party Boys.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's a Lil Shank. I want all y'all to come party with my cousin, Lady Shank.
Got a bottle poppin' all night long. Don't miss out. If you want to hit the stage, holla at your girl. 770-676-8932. The Atrium, April 19th. Be there.
Young Moolah, baby.
She vomit to the east, she vomit to the west, she vomit to the east, she vomit to the west.
I need all my bad west to get on the dance floor right now. Yeah, come on. I told her, bend it over, now she on a handstand. I'ma sit down, go ahead, make your booty pop. Cry my baby, go and make your hips rock. She got some booty shots on, so I'ma get behind it. Put your hands in the air, and I want you to wind it. Now go ahead, make your booty drop. Little Richie, baby, go ahead, make your body wop.
She's on the tooties, she's on the tooties.
Whoa,
she's on the tooties,
whoa,
she's on the tooties.
Whoa,
she's on the tooties,
whoa,
she's on the
tooties. Whoa,
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 whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. Welcome to Big Rock. Call me Bam Bam.
She vomit to the east. She vomit to the west.
Yeah.
She vomit to the east.
Uh-huh.
She vomit to the west.
Yeah.
She vomit to the east.
Yeah.
She vomit to the west.
Yeah.
y'all better wide, wide. Check the side profile. My ass sticking out. And when I walk up in the room, even bitches say, wow. I keep that Louis V feel with the crowd. You hating bitches, keep watching. You hating hoes, keep jocking. Come over here, no show stopping. I stop you bitches from walking. Cause I'm that kill shit. It's that bad, bad bitch, bitch. I switch my hips when I dip and make it clap, clap. That nasty, classy, jazzy about my paper bag.
Radio, man. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show, man. Really appreciate it, man. Before we get up out of here, I'm gonna go ahead and open up Shaq line one more time real quick. Shaq, what up though?
It's Lady Shaq up in it. I'm about to wild out. April 19th, hey. The atrium. It's my birthday. I'm partying. And I also wanna see some good music. I mean some good performances, not no bullshit. I wanna see some good performances. Bring your A game.
My homie, I was just on Twitter while I was on here. My homie Rascal Rawls, he just tweeted that he actually was on the line. He's from the boot too. You feel me? He up here in the A now trying to expand his career. So he's trying to get up with you, connect with you, and network. So he said, "Blizzard, tell her to follow me back." Damn it! So the homie Rascal Rawls
just hit me up on Twitter and I follow him, babe.
He said, "Blizzard, man, tell her to connect with you and network." So I said, "I'm gonna do that because y'all both from the boot." And he was on the line tonight listening to the show and everything, too. He actually talked about what we was talking about earlier. But all right. All right, Shaq. So we got you in there, man. We're going to keep running the promo and everything.
Thank
up until
you
the time
so
for the
much.
Show. Absolutely, baby. Thanks for calling in, all right?
You're welcome.
All right, y'all. That concludes this episode of K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, man. Episode 276. You know what I mean? And like I said, once again, man, you know, there's nothing wrong with signing to an artist with an independent label. There's nothing wrong with you starting your own independent label. None of that, man. Do all that. You feel me? I'm glad we're trying to take this thing into our own hands. It's not that I don't want that to happen. I'm just saying, understand the whole thing and understand, you know, it's for some people and for some people. You know what I'm saying? But this was in no way to try to knock anyone from signing to anybody's independent label or try to say anybody's label is whack. It's just a mere fact and the truth of it all is. That, you know, when you're doing music and hip hop and you have an independent label, you know, that's ran by artists, you know what I'm saying? The artists is out here and they're in the videos and they wilding out just like the artists on the roster and they the CEO. People look at some CEOs one way and some CEOs another way, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you just have to deal with everything that goes with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, if that label has your back and they're fair and they're promoting and pushing your shit, fuck it, man. It's all love, man. That's who you run with. That's who you rock with. Straight the fuck up. No questions asked. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. But goddamn it, when Chainless get some money, I wish motherfucker would put a Chainless chain on. I'm mad I even have to wear t-shirts right now. Damn it. But wait till we get that money, though. Nobody's wearing chains and shit like that right there. You know what I'm saying? We're going to goddamn put the money, let the money do the talking. We don't need to tell. We don't need the chain telling you who he is. We're going to let the motherfucking money and the power moves do the talking. That's just my own personal take on it, though. Just me. Just me. I want my label to be viewed as a label, not a glorified clique. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's more than that, I don't even want people to get the wrong perception. You know what I mean? R.I.P. to Trayvon Martin, man. Shouts out to everybody who's downtown Atlanta right now. You know what I'm saying? Marching and protesting. I wish I could have been there, but of course, had to work and had to do the show, man. You feel me? And I just couldn't make it down there. But shouts out to everybody who did go down to the state capitol and with their hoodies on and protest in the crazy loss over that young boy's life, man. Shouts out to everybody who did that, man. All right, man. K1 in that radio, man. We out of here, man. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show, man. Episode 276. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. And if you do miss us, go ahead and go to the site and download some shit and listen to another episode. That's what you do. Download my app, Blizzom, in the App Store on the Droid Market. Just type in Blizzom. Download my app. It's free. Appreciate that support. Deuces, man.